Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Who doesn't love a good boss battle, right? Look at him lumbering towards us, massive sword by his side. He's going to challenge us and push us to our very limits. But wait a minute, why are his nipples glowing? Oh, for God's sake, those are his weak spots, aren't they? Why are you telling me this, game? I would have liked to find out for myself. Such is the case of these entries, my friend. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game bosses who need to hide their weaknesses better. Number 10, The Hive Mind, Dead Space. The Dead Space games are wholly concerned with allowing the player to thoroughly dismantle enemies however they see fit, though some creatures are adorned with distinctive yellow pustules which clearly invite the player to open fire on them. That's certainly the case with the game's final boss, the Hive Mind, which despite its towering, grotesque appearance, quickly announces its major weaknesses in the pre-fight cutscene, giving the presence of 5 yellow pustules attached to its gaping maw. All you need to do is shoot these pustules, which will then reveal a second collection of pustules hidden within the Hive Mind's abdomen. I'm saying pustules quite a lot, but there's no other way to describe them. Shoot at these whenever the abdomen opens, while making sure to avoid the monster's tentacle slam attacks, and you are home free. Unsurprisingly, many fans were left a bit deflated by such a creative slice of sci-fi horror, ending up with such a gamey final boss. Number 9, High Lord Wulnir, Dark Souls 3. High Lord Wulnir is generally accepted to be one of the easiest bosses in the entire Dark Souls franchise. Despite his imposing size and creepy skeletal design, he's practically trivial once you learn to evade his Dark Cloud attack. And the reason for this? Well, he's got a tell, and that tell is to literally have neon signposts on his arms that you never get anywhere else in any Dark Souls game. The boss's glowing bracelets draw attention to themselves in the dark environment, and they are indeed the key to victory. Basically, just hack away at his shag bands until they break, as each broken one will strip away a massive chunk of his health. If you can avoid his various slam and swipe attacks and fend off his occasional skeletal summons, this guy will be beaten within a matter of minutes. Number 8, The Cairn, The Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings. Despite being The Witcher 2's first boss, this boy here is absolutely no picnic, although players nevertheless should have a pretty clear idea of what to attack from the moment this battle starts. Generally, 4 of this beastie's tentacles have glowing red growths on them, indicating that this is where the beast is vulnerable to being trapped within Yrden and then hacked away at with your sword. But ignore the 2 non-glowing tentacles at the front though, because they are invulnerable. It's still undeniably challenging even though you do know its weak spots, largely because a single tentacle hit causes such a massive amount of damage, proving that sometimes a boss showing its vulnerabilities is actually a good thing, because this was likely a developmental compromise to at least let the players know what they should be doing. Number 7, The Man on Fire, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. The Metal Gear Solid franchise has given fans some of the most creative and mind-boggling boss fights in video game history, with many of its boss encounters requiring players to figure out a sneaky trick, such as most famously swapping controller ports to break Psycho Mantis's mind-reading abilities. But in the case of Metal Gear Solid 5's mysterious, terrifying man on fire, well, he's immune to conventional weaponry and will kill you if he gets a hold on you. His weakness, however, is effectively announced in his name, because what is realistically going to defeat a guy covered in flames other than some high-quality H2O. Though you can technically wait out the fight by just running around until it rains and the man on fire goes away, the quicker method is to simply shoot the large water towers and tanks whenever the man on fire approaches you. After dousing him a few times, the battle will end. Better still, you can wrap it up in record time by detonating the water tank next to the swimming pool. If you time it right, the explosion will catapult the man on fire into the pool and immediately extinguish him. Number 6, The Human Reaper, Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect fans have a lot of understandable hate for the second game's final boss fight against the Human Reaper, a goofy Terminator-esque abomination which feels ripped out of a totally different game entirely. The battle feels like it belongs in some forgettable arcade shooter rather than a sci-fi classic like this, with the Human Reaper's huge glowing eyes basically earmarking themselves as hitboxes that you need to blast with all of your might. And that's not to ignore the similarly styled weak points on its mouth and chest, which couldn't be more obvious. Hell, the game's heads-up display even labels these glowing spheres as weak point in case there was any doubt at all. That such an artful and intelligently crafted game could conclude on such a lamely unimaginative boss fight has continued to torment fans over a decade later, even if it's hardly the worst thing the series has ever done, right? Number 5, Hierophant, The House of the Dead 2. Now, the House of the Dead series does players a considerable favour by actually showing each of the boss's weaknesses in the pre-fight cutscene, but even so, the House of the Dead 2 second boss leaves himself hilariously vulnerable from the jump. The Hierophant is a giant trident-toting amphibian beast which the player needs to defeat by attacking the most common and obvious of all weak points, its heart. But you need not find a way to breach the creature's thick exterior because its ribcage periodically just flaps open, exposing the heart and giving you ample time to land a few clean shots at it. There's no logical reason whatsoever for anyone to engineer a creature with such a blatant, pointless weakness, and unsurprisingly, the Hierophant won't offer up much resistance for most players. Number 4, Mutated Jack Baker, Resident Evil 7. Resident Evil 7 boasts some of the most memorable boss encounters of the entire series, particularly the terrifying earlier battles against Jack Baker. The player's final fight against Jack, however, is a far more typical man versus monster affair, as Jack is now mutated into a revolting tentacled goo monster. The resulting boss battle is much simpler than the prior ones, because all you need to do here is unload your weaponry at the most reoccurring boss weak point in the entire series, his giant orange eyeballs. Seriously, the franchise loves these. As much as some appreciated the inclusion of such an aggressively retro boss fight in the game, it just doesn't hold a candle to the more intense and unpredictable clashes with Jack that you had earlier on. Number 3, The Icon of Sin, Doom 2. After slogging your way through to the end of Doom 2, you'll face off against the game's final boss, the Icon of Sin, a monstrous horned demon face plastered to a wall which can make short work of unprepared players. But the Icon of Sin makes no effort at all to hide its glaring weakness, and that's the fact that its brain is exposed in order for it to spawn demons at a moment's notice. Firing rockets at the brain is key to victory here, though it's admittedly a little easier said than done, as you need to use a moving platform in the room in order to get the correct vantage point. Also, waiting until the platform reaches its crest will also result in a misfire. Your rocket needs to be fired just a moment before the platform reaches its peak. Hit the brain a few times, however, and it's all over. Of course, the real treat of battling the Icon of Sin, however, is using the ID clip cheat to clip through the wall of the creature's brain and perhaps find the ultimate video game Easter egg, Doom co-creator John Romero's severed head on a pike. Number 2, Every Single Boss, Shadow of the Colossus. Shadow of the Colossus treats its boss fights with an almost ceremonial reverence, for though each of the 16 colossi has at least one weak point which needs to be stabbed to ensure victory, traversing each of them and reaching said weak point is basically a puzzle in its own right. Still, there's no denying that the weak points are hilariously obvious for the most part. Large glowing sigils which the game's comparatively minuscule protagonist Wanda can effortlessly reveal with his magic sword. It's like an insect knowing how to kill a human being. Now, you can argue that most people in this world who simply encounter the colossi wouldn't be able to discern their weakness without a magical sword, and that may be true, but it's still hilariously convenient for our hero that there's literally a series of illuminated stab here signs for him to follow. Considering the game's final plot twist, it's all the more tragic that the colossi have been walking around with actual targets painted on their backs. And number 1, Nihilanth, Half-Life. Now, you won't find much love among Half-Life fans for the game's final boss, the leader of the Xen alien forces, but more importantly, a comically oversized floating fetus with a massive head and eerily spindly arms. It is gross. But you know what? The resulting boss fight isn't actually that much fun. But at least Valve made it clear enough what you need to do. Destroy the 3 golden crystals that float around this creature's head and also protect it from damage. You'll then be able to climb up high and attack it straight on, where its glowing brain is now exposed. And you know what you need to do. Fire everything you've got into that thing and turn that brain baby into mush. You'd think that the giant monster responsible for maintaining an interdimensional rift might not wear its weakness quite so literally on its sleeve. But there we go.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.